Mortgage fraud cases include big money and occasionally a big name. Former Jackson County Executive Catherine Shields, for one. State Insurance Director Doug Ullman.
We have seen an increase in activity on criminal enforcement, and we don't know exactly why that's happening, but it could relate to the tightening real estate market.
He's putting together a group from the Divisions of Finance and Insurance Consumer Affairs, as well as people from the State Real Estate and Real Estate Appraisers Commissions. Ullman says the task force is to find ways to keep consumers from being stripped of their equity or facing foreclosure. Missouri ranks sixth in the country in mortgage fraud cases.
Greed is motivating the individuals to take advantage of lenders who need to be tightening their underwriting. But at the same time, I think it is a reflection of the market, especially on some of the higher-end homes where the market's getting tougher and some of the higher-end homes aren't moving.
A bill has been introduced in the state Senate making participation in mortgage fraud a felony and stiffening penalties. Bob Priddy, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.